Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA moves to limit regulation of non-medical fitness wearables. Industry leaders examine how humans and AI can jointly create value in pharma, and Eli Lilly enters a billion-dollar agreement to acquire Ventyx Biosciences. The FDA has announced it will limit regulatory oversight of non-medical-grade wearable fitness devices, clarifying that consumer-focused products tracking general wellness metrics will not be subject to the same requirements as medical devices. The move is intended to bring clarity to agency staff and the industry, while also maintaining clear boundaries for clinical-grade technologies. In a broader industry discussion, new analysis explores the evolving value equation between humans and artificial intelligence in pharma. Rather than replacing expertise, AI is increasingly positioned as an augmentation tool, enhancing decision-making across R&D, commercialization, and operations while placing greater emphasis on governance and accountability. In deal news, Eli Lilly has entered a definitive agreement to acquire Ventyx Biosciences in a transaction valued at approximately $1.2 billion. The acquisition strengthens Lilly's pipeline in immunology and inflammation, aligning with its strategy to expand through targeted external innovation. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.